Lord have mercy. Everybody except him, you woke up. Thank God. What a joy, what a delight to be in God's house today to worship God with you and to be with Pastor, our wounded shepherd. Feel so sorry for him. Not really. But at any rate, God bless our pastor today and his good wife for inviting Faye and me to share the 65 years of inner city ministry for this church. And 15 years of he and Jill being back with you. Wow. I can understand you having him the first time. You didn't have much choice. But the second time to bring him back, I'm not sure about that. But at any rate, 15 years. I think you ought to let him know how much you appreciate him and his wife and their leadership in this great church. Will you do that right now? Give him a God bless you. To see the wonderful people that I pastored back several years ago here with us, John and Janet, Brother Spencer and the family, and all, it is just, they have made my day. To be with us today and worship and honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and what God has done for all of us. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I fell out with the devil a long time ago, caught a glimpse of the man on the middle cross, wrapped my arms around the Nazarene, made my mind up that I was going to head heavenward. Haven't changed my mind down along the way. Heaven gets sweeter with every passing day. One of these days, on that golden daybreak of that eternal tomorrow, the Lord of the church is going to make his grand descent. And he's coming after a waiting bride that's going to be with him. I get excited when I think about that. I get excited sometimes about where I am to be here with you today, but I get more excited when I think about where I'm going, to that place called heaven, where every citizen is a saint and every day is a rapture. Every meal is a banquet. There'll be no night in that city, no darkness, because Jesus Christ himself is the light. Well, praise God forevermore. Somebody ought to say hallelujah for the goodness of God. Amen. Do we have a mic over here at the piano? There is one over there? Okay. If I could find this drummer, would you come right back where you were before I hold off and get a hold of you? Huh? Amen. Are we on now? Praise God forever and ever and ever. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell the Savior, I'll tell of his favor, I'll tell it, Lord, wherever I go. I'll count every blessing, I'll go on confessing, oh, tell it, Lord, wherever I go. And if I were dying, oh, with just one word to say, I'd speak it for my Jesus, Lord, and I'd breathe my life away, oh, oh, he'll be. He'll lead me there, then go where
know, Lord, Lord, he's everything to me. Whoa, whoa, he'll meet me there. Then go where he's prepared. I'm gonna tell it, Lord, wherever, ever I go. We're dying, oh, with just one word to say. I'd speak it for my Jesus, and I'd breathe my life away. Oh, oh, oh. He'll be there. He'll meet me there. Then go where he's prepared. I'm gonna tell it, Lord, wherever, ever I go.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God forevermore. Groweth green, precious lowlinger near. When my life is up, almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, oh. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Let me stand. I get so tired, Lord, I get so weak, I get so worn. Through the storm, oh, through the night, lead me, oh, 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 to your light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on home. Lord, have mercy. I'm having a good time today. Oh, yeah. We are here to have church, and if you're going to go to church, have church. I mean, so many of you, sometimes, you know, slip in, slip down, slip through, slip out without being touched and changed at all. I want somebody to be changed. I want somebody to be touched right where you are. There's a God in heaven today, and he's in the midst of the ranks of the righteous right now. Thank you so very much for coming to God's house today, and I'll keep you abreast of the time. It's 12 o'clock, just in case you're wondering. Now, the pastor told me to take all the time I needed, but then he followed up with that by saying, you don't need much time. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. I'm kidding. He didn't say that. He did not say that. He's too good a man. He wouldn't say that. But I do want to share with you just a few words this morning of God, what God has laid on my heart. Nothing new, nothing spectacular. I'm too far along now to think I'm going to impress anybody with some spantangle idea that I've come up with. In fact, I'm just glad to be able to be here. Amen. But I want to speak to you on this little subject today of a celebration of praise. A celebration of praise. Now, we ought to have a praise in our heart for God. I mean, God called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, picked us up out of nothing, placed us in the middle of something, gave us a new name that is written down in glory, and just entitled us to something that's far better than what we have in this life. So we've got a right to praise him today. When I think about this, I think about several scriptures, and if you want to go with me, you can do that. The first one is Psalms 146, verses 1 and 2. And then we're going to be using some other scriptures as the Lord would lead us. And please, I don't want anybody to get all upset because I'm not a long-winded preacher. I preach, the people that I pastored can tell you that. And so I don't preach a long time. If you listen fast. But now if you listen slow, the food may get cold. Just kidding. Psalms 146, verse 1 and 2. It says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And then it says, while I live. Say that with me. While I live, I will praise the Lord. In other words, when I inhale, I praise the Lord. When I exhale, I praise the Lord. When I'm looking good, I praise the Lord. When I'm looking bad, I cry. When I'm looking bad, I praise the Lord. The psalmist David said, while I live, I'm going to praise the Lord. In the good times, I'm going to praise the Lord. And in the bad times, I'm going to praise the Lord. I said this maybe some time ago. I don't know if I said it here or not. And whenever I say something, if it's not worth repeating, I probably shouldn't have said it the first time. My son and I was out playing golf many years ago. And it was one of those days that Jimmy was just hitting it right and left, in the woods, in the water. It was just going in every which way, and he was just feeling bad. And I could tell that he was having a time suppressing his emotions. And all of a sudden, I began to sing, in the good times, praise his name. In the bad times, do the same. He said, Dad, I don't think I need that right now. But the psalmist David said, I will praise him as long as I have breath in me. Then he said, I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. I will sing praises unto him. Now, some people get with me and get me singing all kinds of music. I mean, if you want to get depressed, you listen to some country music. I'm telling you, if you listen to it long enough, you're going to need some pick-me-up pills. I mean, it's bad, and it's going to get worse. But what the psalmist David is saying here, sing the right kind of singing. I mean, sing the songs like I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And then if you don't really get your fire lit with that, just haul off and begin to sing about I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Great God, I'm about to have a shout right now. When I think about what God has done for me, and so a celebration of praise means in Psalms 147 and 1, look at that. Praise the Lord, For it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful, the New King James Version says. It is beautiful. The King James says it's comely. But the New King James says it is beautiful to offer praises unto God. And so if you want to really bring God to where you are, the Bible said, He inhabits the praises of His people. So if you want God to reside and abide where you are, just begin to offer praise and adoration unto Him. Psalms 148, verse 1. It says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from heaven. Praise Him in the heights. And then in Psalms 149, it says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Don't sing gloom and agony and dark depression, excessive misery. And if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Don't sing those kind of songs. If you do, you'll be in the ditch the rest of your life. But if you begin to sing the songs of rejoicing, sing the songs of what God has done for you. How He called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. How He gave you a song to sing in the midnights of your life. How He picked you up when you were in the pit, the psalmist David said. And He gave you a new song to sing. And He put your feet upon the rock. And He established your goings. Thank God He picked me up. And He stood me up, and He toned me up, and He tuned me up, and He gave me the privilege of going up one of these days. This ain't all that there is to it. This is just a dressing station for the by and the by and the pie in the sky. When the Lord of the church makes that grand descent, and He comes back after those of us that love Him, and we leave with Him, and those pearly gates swing back on those golden hinges, and the redeemed step across the golden threshold into that place called the city of heaven and the city of God. That's going to be a day of eternal rejoicing. But until then, I'm going to do a celebration of praise right here. I'm going to offer thanksgiving unto God for where He's brought us from. 65 years as a beacon in inner city. 65 years as a soul sending, a saving station. 65 years of serving as a hospital for the hurting and healing for those that are helpless. 65 years has the light been shining, and only will heaven and can heaven reveal the many lives that have been touched by the ministry of this church in 65 years. Great God, somebody shout hallelujah. When we think about 65 years of representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of righteousness and all that God has done for us, we ought to lift up holy hands and magnify Him to the very highest anthem of praise. When I think about this, I think about what God has done for this church. It is indeed a celebration of praise. Now, I want you to turn with me to the golden text of the Old Testament, or one of the golden texts of the Old Testament that has to do with praise. Psalms 100. Let's look at that. Psalms 100. The sweet psalmist loved to give his testimony. In fact, when I was a boy growing up, we always testified, Pastor. But we had to cease testimonies because they were turned into complainamonies. John got up and told how bad the devil has been to him and how bad the devil had been riding his back. My dear old dad said, he may ride my back, but I ain't giving him a saddle to sit in. I'm going to make it uncomfortable for him. So we had to change them from testimony services to complainamonies. But David loved to testify. He said, oh, I got a testimony for you. He said, I love the Lord because He hath heard my cry. because he has inclined his ear unto my voice in 1:16. He continued to testify when he said, God is my refuge, a very present help in trouble. I will not fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. He testified some more when he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. When I am weak, he is my strength. When I feel bad, he is my healer. When I'm low, he's my picker-upper. When I'm down and out, he always gives me a new song to sing. I've got a right to testify about him today. For all of these years, he has given me a song to sing. And I'm not about to lose that song there, Pastor. I tell you, sweeter gets the journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays. I get happy in the heavenly way because sweeter gets the journey every day. I can't sing like David. I can't preach like Paul. I ain't strong like Samson. I really ain't nothing at all. I can't perform great miracles and turn the water into wine. But there's one thing I can shout about. I'm his and he is mine. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so when we look at Psalms 100, I want you to look at it with me. He begins this way, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye people, serve the Lord with gladness, not sadness. Some people sit soaking sour. Slip in, slip down, slip out, and wonder what in the world is going wrong with our church. But the psalmist David has got a solution to that kind of an attitude. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land, all ye people, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing, not sighing. Come before his presence with singing. Verse 2 says, we are to come before his presence with singing. In song, we remember that he created us and redeemed us and that we are now his people and he is our shepherd. We sing of his love and his faithfulness and his truth that will endure forever. And then in verse 3, this is an affirmation as to the fact that he, the Lord, is God. He is the Almighty One. He is the creator behind all creation. He is the designer behind all design. He made us. We did not make ourselves. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. If I had made myself, I would have made me 6'3", 184 and a half pound. My hair would have never turned white. It would still be dark. I wouldn't have any circles under my eyes. I would still be looking right smart good. But I've got to take it the way I am. And so he made me one of them short knockers. Pastor, you and I got something in common, don't we? Yeah, I got rather amused yesterday. I was sitting in the parking lot, and I saw this little short lady as she had one of these SUVs, and she opened the tailgate to put her purchases in, and the tailgate was all the way at the top, and I saw her jumping, trying to reach that thing to get up there and pull it down. I thought to myself, I think I'll go see if I can help her. But then I thought, no, it's too tall for me too. But he made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. I don't belong to me. I belong to him. It is he that hath made me and not me myself. And then he says, I want you to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Now, I know that that's old, but so is water, but you got to have it to live. I know that air is old, but we got to have it or we'd wheeze our way to death. And so the scriptures is old, but thank God it's ever new. Thank God they're ever fresh. And so enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, and I'd like to add thanks living. Every day that we live, it's a day of thanksgiving. Every day that we live, it's a day of expression unto God Almighty. 65 years, this church has stood strong for the Lord Jesus Christ. Every church goes through, at some time or another, some lulling period, and so is yours. But thank God, God sent 15 years ago this good man and his wife back here to bring life again into the church. And aren't you glad that God always has somebody for a specific task? I congratulate Pastor Marvin and his wife for being back here 15 years. I never lasted anywhere more than 6.5 years. In fact, the people that I pastored believed in perfect numbers. And they said, six is man's number, seven is God's number, and you ain't God, and your time is up. Lord, help me today. One of my children said, Daddy, you ain't never been able to make it anywhere, have you? But God is good, isn't he? God looks beyond my faults and he sees my needs. He looks at my weaknesses and he gives me strength every time. Lord, have mercy. When I think about my age and what I've gone through and radical surgeries, I've got a right to celebrate him in praise. I mean, he brought me up from the bed of affliction again and again. He has done that. I've got a right to even stage a personal celebration of praise for what God has done. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Can I ask you the question, do you have an attitude of gratitude? If you've got an attitude of gratitude, then you're not going to criticize and complain. You're not going to whine and pine. You're not going to moan and groan. If you've got an attitude of gratitude, you are going to look up. You are going to lift up your head. And you're going to say, oh God, I thank you for the very breath of life that breathes within me. For God is so good. The psalmist said he is good. In fact, one writer said everywhere he went, he was doing good. He specialized in doing the extraordinary, the supernatural. When he met a blind man, it wasn't long before he knocked the scales from his eyes and caused him to allow him to see the beautiful faces of his family, or the beautiful bloom in the flowers, or the delicate colors of a rainbow. If you met a deaf man, it wasn't long before he would make those dead eardrums throb and shatter with life. If you met a lame man, it wasn't long before he would change him from an invalid to an athlete. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Every day his mercy is new. I don't know if it's with you like it is with me, but every morning that I get up, I thank God for sparing my life. But at the same time, when I enter into the bathroom, I've got a choice. When I look into the mirror, I can either cry or laugh. I can cry at what Mother Nature and Father Time has done to me, or I can laugh and say, God, you have been somewhat good to me. And then, when I get in the shower and I shower myself, I mean, look, I am just going along like an old man until I get in the shower. And then when I get out of the shower and that hot water has done miracles for me, I get out of the shower, I go back in front of the mirror after I have put my clothes on, and I say to myself, you have done it again. You have created that masterpiece one more time. I'm saying God is good, isn't he? God is good all the time. I wish somebody put your hands together. Give him praise and honor and glory in the house today. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That includes you and me. I doubt today if there's a one in the house that ever thought that we would be living to see 2017. I never did. I never thought that I would ever live to see 2017. And you probably didn't either. But here we are. And God has given us strength. God has given us the ability to get up, to get out, and to come into his house today. And so why not celebrate a praise unto him? Stand with me right now if you can, all over the building. A celebration of praise unto God. For life that he has given. For strength that he has given. And I confess to you today, I certainly cannot, Brother Spencer, I cannot do what I once could do. It takes me twice as long to get half as far. It does. It takes me, I run just as fast as I ever did. I just run too long in one place. And so when I think about all of the things that has happened, yet at this season of my life, I've been retired now from assignment for almost 7 years. And I can't. You know, for the God that says, he's about 75, and he says, I feel just as good as I did when I was 25. I said, I don't believe it, and I wouldn't believe it. I told him. And you ask somebody else, how do you feel? If I felt any better, it would take twins that they want to be real. Now, God is good. And I thank him for what he has done for me with what he has to work with. And you do too. So we got to celebrate praise, don't we? Now, what I want you to do when the pastor's coming, what I want you to do is lift up both hands unto him and just thank him in your own words, in your own words, and in your own way. Just thank him that you can celebrate this time together, that you can celebrate his goodness and his mercy and his strength and his provisions and his benefits. How that you can celebrate what God has done and what he continues to do for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we celebrate praise unto you for this church and for the many people that have been faithful down through better than 6 decades to serve the risen Lord, the King of Kings. And God, I thank you for those that remain faithful today. And God, I thank you for this good pastor and for his wife and for their contributions across these years. And I pray your special blessings upon them. Touch them, my Father, and give him strength and energy that he can continue to stay the course until the Lord of the church says to all of us, it's enough. It's enough. God bless you. Pastor, would you?